Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being peaceful and taking a look at God's Word to understand how we can be filled with peace, what being peaceful looks like, and understanding how our life is designed by God through the power of Jesus to be at peace with Him. And He makes it possible. And so this morning, as we hit the midweek, the part of our discussion, we're going to focus in on being peaceful as a result of God's Spirit. It's a product of God's Spirit living within us. And as we allow it to grow, it produces a harvest. You may be familiar with the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, beginning at verse 22, says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there's no law." I've talked about this passage before, these two verses, and the general concept of the fruit of the Spirit. It's not a buffet. It's not fruits of the Spirit where you get to pick which one you like the best and leave the others for someone else. It's a multifaceted fruit that grows in us through God's Spirit, and it produces all of these things. And they are produced in varying levels at various times in our life based on, one, what God knows that we need, and two, on what we tend to. Been involved with gardens all my life. Anything from acres of vegetables grown to sell to just a small family garden with a few crops. But one of the things that I've noticed, that one of those things that makes the work more apparent, is the areas of the garden that you spend time tending is what produces. If I have an area that gets away from me and is overgrown with weeds, soil's not been worked with, there's been no attention paid to it, I can dig through the weeds, but I really won't find much of a crop. But if I have an area that I spend time in, I remove the weeds, I make sure that it's fertilized, that it's watered, that it's cared for, the production will generally be amplified. It will be greater than if I didn't pay that much attention to it. And that's kind of what happens with the fruit of God's Spirit that's dependent upon Him, but we're able to influence it by the way we tend our garden. But it's this fruit of the Spirit that God says that against these things there is no law. Who's going to stop you from being at peace, from being self-controlled, from having joy? And when we recognize, oh, there are those that will try to steal your joy. The enemy's good at that. There were those that have tried to misuse your love. But because it's produced by God's Spirit within us, it's not something that can be taken. And when we live life with that kind of peace, it is the peace that surpasses understanding. It is the peace that comes from God. It is the peace which leads to a great hope. It's the peace that is exhibited in faith. To recognize, I don't have to have all of the answers. In fact, to admit I will never have all of the answers. And we like to think that when this life is over and we're with Christ, we'll know everything. But I'm not so sure we will. We'll still be God's creation. We'll still be less than what He is. There will still be things that we don't need to know, that will remind us that He's God and we're not. The big difference is then I don't think we'll care. Now we have a tendency, not when it's worded that way, that He's God and we're not, but we have a tendency being resistant to that concept, to the lack of a fullness of knowledge. In fact, we like to pretend that we have a fullness of knowledge, at least in one area or another, and that's what we focus on. But being peaceful as a result of God's Spirit says it changes, God changes my mind. Not only am I being renewed inwardly daily, I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I think different. I consider the things around me differently. And it's all because of God's Spirit that I'm filled with peace when the world would say it's impossible. And it's that hope that allows the believer to sit beside a hospital bed to sit at a graveside to watch a family member, a loved one, physically decline, mentally decline. But to know because of their faith in Jesus, things will improve regardless of the outcome. Years ago, my daughter spent a month at the University of Chicago Children's Hospital. She got some great care. There was a period of time where they kind of seemed to be forgotten and things. But God sent an individual to restore the care that was needed. But early in that process, there were days and nights that it was very uncertain what the outcome would be. In fact, the doctor prepared us for an outcome that what would not be what we wanted. But even then, in a time where I'm holding bloodlines, where all of my daughter's blood is running through these tubes, through my hands, a situation that prior to that point would have every time led me to pass out. And God had filled me with peace. That I was able to do that to keep her from pulling those lines out. And filled me with a peace that no matter what happened, He was good. And His love endures. And when we live life by God's Spirit, we find a peace that exceeds. It's not just surpassing our understanding, it exceeds anything we could attain on our own. Because it's a peace from a different source. And so today, as we pray, ask God to help you tend to that part of your garden. To find and live with a peace from God's Spirit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be at peace with You, because You've given us Jesus. But You've also given us what we need in order to be filled with peace, to be a peaceful person. You've given us Your Spirit. And what Your Spirit produces in us is a fruit that is so multifaceted that it fills us with everything that's good, with everything that can't be condemned, with everything that would never be unlawful. And so as we live with those elements of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, may we tend to each part. But today, God, we focus in on tending to the peace produced by Your Spirit. In the situations today that are less than peaceful by the world standards, may we be filled with peace, knowing that You've got this. Not creating within us a laziness that fails to be obedient, that fails to listen to You, that fails to respond appropriately. Not a laziness that sits back and watches You work when there's things You've called us to do. But a peace filled with faithfulness that lives in accordance with Your Word to the best that we can by the help of Your Spirit. That peaceful life, because Your Spirit reminds us that we are Yours and You love those who are Your children. And so God, today as we live that peaceful life, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Just a quick reminder and invitation. This coming Sunday, July 26th, we're celebrating our 28th anniversary here as the Deer Run Church of Christ. We have a great worship gathering as we do each Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m., and immediately following that worship gathering, we're going to have a carry-in meal. We're providing pulled pork and roast turkey as the main dish, and just ask others to bring in generous servings of side dishes and desserts to share. And we're going to gather and celebrate and just enjoy the fellowship and the peace that God has brought here at the Deer Run Church of Christ. So if you're in the area and don't have a church home, come join us any Sunday, but particularly this coming Sunday, 10:30 a.m., 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend, Indiana. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.